which was the nights before Christmas. Despite last-minute stress, few were delivering except Walmart Express.
Stockings were hung by the fire with some care, knowing in about an hour, stuffers would soon be there.
On to the road, Walmart Express delivery went, chock full of wondrous things in the St. Nick of time sent. Let's go!
Get express delivery in as fast as an hour, even on Christmas Eve. Orders must be placed by 4 p.m. local time on 12/24. Subject to availability. Fees and restrictions apply.
Express delivery to y'all and to all a good night. Welcome to your Walmart.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart. Creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the HSE is preparing for a surge in flu illnesses as almost 2,000 cases of COVID-19, RSV and influenza have been notified in the past week. But how do you know when you actually need to see a doctor or when you need to go to hospital? How can you tell the difference between a mild flu and something more serious? Dr. Brendan O'Shea, Kildare GP, Medical Director at KDOC and Assistant Professor of Primary Care at Trinity College in Dublin, joins us now. Good morning to you, Brendan. Lots of people are probably coughing and sneezing and have sore throats as they're listening to the radio this morning and going, how sick am I? What do I need? How can people tell the difference between being quite unwell and, you know, just a common cold themselves?
Well, the first thing I'd say is that a significant proportion of people are really, they're really brilliant at this and they really know what's going on and they manage it incredibly well. And we suspect that actually quite a lot of people manage minor illnesses and never professionalise or never need to go near either the pharmacy or the surgery for advice. There's another proportion of people who really find themselves blindsided and clearly they're not able to manage as astutely or as adroitly as the other crowd. So what are the differences between the two of them? How do you know it's seriously unwell is a good place to start. There are some background indicators. Everybody who gets a viral respiratory tract infection should have some paracetamol or Nurofen or a combination of both and fluids. And the first good indication is if they feel better and if they're able to keep up with their fluids, that's a good indication that they're not seriously unwell. It's good to stand back and ask yourself what's going on. Now, we often do that in practice. And a good question when you've taken a history is to turn to the parent who's quite possibly utterly exhausted, overworked, behind time, and ask them the question, what do you think is going on? Some of them will give the really clear answer, but a lot of the time, the ones who've seriously panicked within 2 or 3 days of the onset of a flu or a cold-like illness, their minds go blank. They almost have no idea about what's going on, or they feel that they need a doctor's opinion to let them know that they've got a flu or a cold-like illness going on. So ask yourself, well, what's going on here? I've got a runny nose, I've got a sore throat, or my child has this. What is it likely to be? It's most likely to be a non-specific viral respiratory tract infection. It's good to remember at this point that the majority of healthy children who get even influenza do very, very well with it. But these are the key indicators. So if there's a good response to regular paracetamol and Nurofen, if the adult is able to keep up with their fluid intake, if they're able to take at least half the usual amount over 24 hours that they do, and if they're not feeling too unwell,
and when you
then it's likely to be a minor illness.
Brenda, for people listening, when you say a good response to paracetamol and ibuprofen, you mean that you're able to control their temperature, is that right?
No, not necessarily, but particularly the behaviour. So if I feel febrile, if I've got a temperature, if my child is a little bit irritable, if they respond well to paracetamol within a half an hour to an hour, if they're able to drink fluids,
so that's, it's not just their temperature coming down, it's if they perk up a little bit too. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and here's the thing. The issue of temperature and fever still strikes fear and dread into the hearts of the people who panic. And it's helpful to understand that generating a temperature is part of your immune system responding to an infection. So it's going to be there. And again, this moves us on from the question of what do you think is going on? It's cold. The next question is how long is it going to go on for? How long am I going to have symptoms? And is it still all right that I've got a temperature after 5 days? And yes, it is, because these viral respiratory tract infections, we know they go on for 10 or 12 or 14 days. And any time during that time, one could spike a temperature. But then the other crowd who are really good at managing this, they keep the Nurofen and the paracetamol going regularly, day in, day out. It's less likely that they'll get a sudden spike temperature, and generally things will be easier and they'll feel better. And that gives the confidence to manage it on a day-by-day basis.
Okay, so is that the advice? Keep the fluids up, make sure that they're able to take the fluids in, keep the regular paracetamol and ibuprofen, and sort of keep, I suppose, an eye on things like lethargy if they're very flat or not. Is that the basic advice?
Yeah, they're going to be intermittently flat. But again, if that responds to something simple like and really effective like paracetamol or Nurofen, that's a good sign, and it's reasonable to manage it on a day by day basis. And then use the add-ons. So the parents who do really well do that. They keep those things going day in, day out, and they're able to usefully reassure themselves by their child's response that this is at the moment a minor illness and is likely to stay like that. And then on the other hand, if the child is falling behind in fluid intake, and parents never miss this, if there's something serious going on, trust the instinct. And if they're in doubt, do professionalise it. Have a conversation with the pharmacist, with the practice nurse, with the GP. If we're falling behind in fluids, or if there's that serious feeling that, no, this is not just a cold, this is not just a flu. And then the other add-ons to keep going, if your child is asthmatic, the really effective parents are absolutely, they just drill along with the inhalers, and they never run out of inhalers. Whereas the households that are disorganised do run out of inhalers and then get caught and everything goes pear-shaped.
If your kid has asthma, have the inhalers in the house, make sure you have that, have the Calpol, have the Nurofen, have all the kit there so that you have an ability to manage this, is what you're saying.
Yes, and so many parents are brilliant at that, and others for different reasons have difficulty keeping that going. So these are the things that differentiate. Okay. They are the things that differentiate between a minor inconvenience over Christmas versus a visit to the casualty department,
right,
which is dreadful for everybody concerned.
Absolutely. Look, thank you so much for all of that. That is Dr. Brendan O'Shea there, Kildare GP, Medical Director at KDOC and Assistant Professor of Primary Care at Trinity College.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart. Creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.